Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
The Christmas payment is set to be paid to 1.4 million social welfare recipients. Next week, the Christmas bonus. It's always a bone of contention every year, isn't it? Why should people know it who haven't walked a bleeding day in their life get a bonus and I'm walking me arse off and I don't even get a packet of crisps? That's the argument every year, isn't it? Every single year. Social Protection Minister Heather Humphreys confirmed that the payments for pensioners, people with disabilities, carers, lone parents and people who are long-term unemployed will be retained at 100% this year. The long-term recipients of pandemic unemployment payment, those who are still on the PUP, which is very few at this stage, by the way, will also receive the payment, but you'll have to prove you're on it more than, what is it, 8 months? I think it's more than 12 months. So you have to on the PUP more than 12 months before you're entitled to the benefit of that double payment. The payments will total over €1,313 million and will be issued to the nominated bank accounts and post office accounts. Now, look, nobody's obviously got an issue with those who are on pensions or disability payments or invalidity payments or whatever it happens to be, other payments, who will all get the bonus, by the way. The issue is always around, I suppose, those who are long-term unemployed. You don't know, he hasn't even looked for a job. He's been unemployed for 7 years. Got nothing to do with COVID. He's just bleeding lazy. And they're going to give him a double payment for doing nothing. There's that argument, isn't there? Now, I know there's an argument that it sure doesn't matter. The money goes back into the economy anyway, you know, because people are encouraged to spend it locally. Hopefully people won't spend it online. And the announcement of the payment, Humphreys said she was aware that the retail community were still feeling the impact of COVID. She said this past 2 years have been very difficult for all our small and medium businesses and therefore encouraging and urging everybody to consider spending the Christmas bonus locally. Well done to you, Heather. I say the same thing. But how about, here's an idea. Because the rest of us are feeling a little bit left out this Christmas. You know, we're not going to get anything off you, Heather. So why not the revenue commissioners weigh in on this and say, I tell you what we'll do, lads. We'll give you double tax credits for the Christmas period for that 12, for that 1 month out of the 12. So that will make up about £200 in a tax saving, maybe, for the average person. Maybe. Yeah, I don't know what everybody earns, but just for the average person. So then we all get something. So we get a little bit of an extra tax credit for the month of December. And we all benefit from it. So we'll, or I don't know, get rid of the US here, get rid of some payment, I don't know, for those tax-paying people. It seems like the ones, you know, the squeezed middle class, the ones that are earning the kind of 35, 40,000 a year, that maybe up to 50,000 and barely managing to pay the mortgage and barely managing to put food on the table, they get nothing, absolutely nothing. Every single year. They don't get a little bonus and they probably don't even get a bonus from their boss anymore. Most people don't get bonuses from their bosses anymore. It's just not a thing. It was a thing 20 years ago. They don't give bonuses anymore. You might get brought out for dinner, but that's just the neffer to put a nail in that coffin this year again, haven't they? You won't be even getting brought out for a Christmas party this year anymore now because we'll have to curtail our movements, etc. Anyway, so I'm asking you, should we, you know, give a bonus to workers as well? Now, it would cost the country money, of course, because the revenue commissioners would take in less. But should we take less tax off people for the month of December to make up the £200 for those who work as well? So we all end up with a few quid. You know what I mean? Not just people who are long-term unemployed or people who are pensioners or people who are lone parents or people who are on disability or invalidity or carers or whatever it happens to be. Should we all get a little bit extra? The number is 087-188-0008. The argument against that is, hold on for a second now. That's going to cost the same money. And the end of the bottom line is taxpayers are going to have to pay for all that anyway. It kind of swings and roundabouts, isn't it? And the number is 087-188-0008. Do you agree with the social welfare Christmas bonus? Anthony, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you doing, Anthony?
Niall, I'm fine. I'm still alive anyway.
And so this is Christmas. And what have we done?
Or would you stop? I'm a Grinch. So don't be doing that with me.
Do you get a Christmas? Are you working, Anthony?
Mm-hmm.
Do you get a Christmas bonus?
No.
Does anybody?
But I think, like you just said, I think it's a no-brainer. Everybody should get a bonus. Not
yeah.
just people on social welfare. Everybody should get a bonus.
Yeah. Why
and
not?
And you see what's even better this year now it will be spent in the local economy because, you know, this new import tax.
Oh, yes, of course.
And the parcel arrives at the door and...
And there's a fella with his hand out.
£50 now as well on top of that, like...
Most of them do it online now, don't they? When you're ordering on Amazon now, you pay it online. You pay the extra taxes now online anyway. But look, that's a great... Oh, what about a little Christmas credit card? Like they did in the North. They gave everybody £100, right? In a little credit card. Why not give us all a little card? Social welfare, people who are working, everybody, a little card for £200 each.
Yeah, and like they did in Australia there, was it $500 or $1,000?
Better again. They did it in America too. It's called helicopter money. But I'm not even asking for that much, right? I'm just saying, if you're going to give £200 to the unemployed, which is what they're giving them, £203 or £206, whatever it is they get, right? Or more if they're married. Why not just give that to everybody? Give everybody, and even the people on social welfare, forget about giving them a payment, give them a little card. And the card, it's called a bricks and mortar card, right? So the card can only be used in local retail. It can't be used on Amazon online. It can't be used, you know, for anything like that or for... But it can be used in local shops.
Yeah, I think, I mean, that's a total no-brainer. It's a fantastic idea. And it should be done. And I mean, now more so than ever because we know Christmas is more or less cancelled. Like all the Christmas parties have been cancelled and everything and... Hospitality was just starting to kick off again and Christmas parties cancelled.
Yeah, there'll be no Classic Hits Christmas party this year. Yeah.
We're being drip-fed, like I said to Aisling, slowly, slowly, catchy monkey, we're being drip-fed. We lead all the sheep now and they all go mad at Christmas and then in January, oh, we warned you, we'll have to lock you down again now.
I'd say hospitality now are going mad because a lot of companies would have been having their Christmas parties and now we're all being told to reduce our socialisation and so you're going to have companies now saying, I'm sorry, lads and ladies, there's no Christmas party. The government have just said we have to reduce socialisation and there's no Christmas parties and that means all the restaurants and the bars that would have done well over Christmas with a few Christmas parties are not going to feel it now.
Yeah, and I think, like, we shouldn't make it a thing about people on social welfare and people working. Everybody should be kind of treated equally. But stop this divide and conquer thing. I know you're not doing it, like, but some people say, oh, well, why should the unemployed get it? And we don't get anything and we don't get that. Well, take it up with the government, like, you know.
Yeah, so give it to everybody, is what you're saying. Give it to everybody.
Yeah, and make it equal across the board. And as you said, make sure that's spent in the local economy.
Okay, Malachi just texted in. He said, should we need the money to build new houses in Donegal? Bailing out the banks and the insurance companies again? Jeez, that fiasco's going to cost a fortune in Donegal.
Oh, no, please. Oh, no, don't go down
that road. Sure, to 420,000. Ah, jeepers creepers. Have you seen the houses? The average house is 2,500 square foot. I wish I had a 2,500 square foot house. Be nice, wouldn't it?
But try hard to, I think there were councillors, I think from Donegal, himself and his father, their house was worth £1 million.
Yeah.
And they wanted full redress.
Ah, yeah, of course they do.
And they could afford £1 million.
To buy it in the first place. Anyway, can you stay there for a second? Because I'm taking a break. The number's 087-188-0008. Anthony believes everybody should get a bonus. He's got a point. Rather than giving the social welfare bonus, which costs £313 million to everybody on the social welfare, why not, particularly this year, because Heather Humphreys wants us to spend it all locally, why not give everybody, it's €206 roughly, isn't it, ballpark, everybody kind of gets on welfare, depending on what payment you're getting. But some will get more, some will get less. But why not give everybody £200 on a card? Everybody. Taxpayers, everybody. And we can all spend it, and everybody will benefit, so we get the benefit by spending it. Okay, you can't spend it online or outside the country, which is, I think is fair enough. You shouldn't be able to. Shouldn't be able to spend social welfare outside the country anyway. And we can all spend it locally. It'll be available for use like they did in Northern Ireland. And you can use it in your Harvey Normans. You can use it in your Tesco's. You can use it in Dunn's. You can use it wherever you like, as long as you spend it locally. In what they call bricks and mortar. In a building. In other words, not online. I think it's a wonderful idea. Everybody should get one. Scrap the social welfare bonus completely. And give everybody a card to use. That we can spend locally. And that way we'll kill two birds with one stone. We make all the little citizens happy. We'll all have little Christmas smiles on our faces because we have a little card worth £200. And on top of that, all the businesses, locally will do, will be happy, because they know that you have to spend it locally and you won't be going on Amazon and you won't be going online and spending it somewhere else. It's just a no-brainer. I should be running this country. Aisling, I'm packing in the radio career. I'm going to run for election.
I like that whole idea, and it'll be nice to get a few quid back, Jordan. The Zambo, I'm broke. The amount of money I spend on tax, I don't get any benefits. I don't get on. I'll probably get a €50 voucher off, one voucher if I'm lucky. I probably won't even get that all the same. No Christmas party, nothing. Yeah.
Jesus.
Wouldn't mind being on the scratch.
I tell you, your life just sounds miserable. You've just cheered up half the nation thinking, at least my life sounds better than his. Would you cheer up out of that? Jesus. Daniel, you're an Ireland's classic kids. How you doing, Daniel?
Not so bad, man. Yourself?
Good. Daniel, are you working currently at the moment?
I am indeed. Work for the entire...
Yeah, would you get a Christmas bonus, do you think?
We get a one-for-all voucher.
Oh, that's nice. That's all right.
We get our bonus in April.
Right, okay. Okay, well, that's okay, isn't it? Yeah. At least you get something anyway. What was I going to say to you? So do you think it would be a good idea for the government, rather than giving out just the bonus to people on social welfare, which some people kind of begrudge, right? Do you think it would be better just to give it to everybody in a card that we'd spend locally?
No, I think we should be tax-free for the last 2 weeks of December. I think it would be better that way.
It would be tax-free?
Yeah, for the last 2 weeks of December.
Right, okay.
But anyway, no, like, I don't begrudge people the bonus, right? I begrudge people, lazy people, free stuff. Because there's no such thing as free. Somebody has to pay it.
Yeah, I'm sorry, your line is a little bit dodgy. Are you on a speakerphone or something, Daniel? It's a bit hard.
I'm driving the car.
Oh, so you're hands-free. Okay, well, don't pick up the phone right now. That. Stay hands-free for the moment, anyway. Okay, for 2 weeks, for the 2 weeks of December, we should all be tax-free. Now, the only thing about that is that would benefit some people who earn quite a substantial amount of money, but it may not benefit people on a lower income.
Well, people that earn a substantial amount of money pay for the people on the lower income.
Yeah. Would the card not be better? Then we all get the same. No matter whether you're rich or poor, we all just get the same amount.
Well, no, I don't think so. I think some people work harder than others.
Do you?
I don't think people on the dole should be getting free money.
Do you work harder than me, like?
I wouldn't say that.
I'm just only asking.
I'd assume you put in a decent amount of hours to get where you are. I wouldn't begrudge somebody that has put in the time to get to where they are, an extra bit of money just because I didn't.
Right, so I should be kind of tax-free. Well, the way you'd work it out is you would reduce my taxes by a certain amount for the last 2 weeks of December, yeah. The only thing I'll say about your plan is, and I like your plan, but it is kind of complicated. Because the revenue would have to get involved in it, and there would have to be returns made, and your accountant has to work it out for everybody and all that. I think it would be just easier to give everyone a card. It's just less complicated.
Maybe it would be, but again, to be honest, I think the bonus of Christmas for people on dole should be scrapped anyway.
Yeah, well, I, you know, when you see people, and there was one lad there in Cork going back a while ago, and he had a party celebrating 20 years on the dole. I said, yeah, that's not something we should be celebrating, pal. Now, I begrudge him getting the Christmas bonus.
Well, to be fair, I wouldn't, like, somebody in a dole would work due to the pandemic and stuff like that.
Absolutely,
like,
yeah.
I wouldn't. That's not fair on them. They didn't choose that. But, yeah. Like, they were doing puff pieces on the radio, or the radio and on newspapers last week. Because artists haven't worked in the last
15-20 years. Ah, yeah. There's no excuse for somebody not working, unless, of course, somebody has a reason, be it a mental health issue or they have some sort of, you know, they're on disability or invalidity or they're a carer or a lone parent, whatever. There's no reason for people not to be, like, if you go back 2 years ago before COVID-19, she couldn't walk down the street, you'd be offered a job. Let me go to Kevin as well. Thanks for that, Daniel. Your line is a bit dodgy, but Kevin, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Kevin?
Lyle, how are you doing? Good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you. Kevin, now, I mean, the Christmas bonus is going to cost €313 million. I don't think we would begrudge most people getting it, but some you may.
Well, not those that deserve it, that are on the social welfare, the dole, for a reason it's not their own fault. But with these lads that are people that have been on it for 20 years and won't go out and work, or even less than 20 years, and been offered jobs and don't take it up, I'm self-employed. I can't get any workers. They don't want to work.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm in the hygiene business now.
Right, and you can't get workers?
They don't want to work.
Right.
They're getting too much to stay at home. Mm. And I put it to ministers, I put it to people to say, why don't they make them work for their €203 a week and let us top their wages up at the end of the week and give them a good wage. That's the only way to get them out.
I think that's a good idea, that people who are unemployed should continue to get a welfare payment, be allowed to go back to work, and you can top up their wages. So
exactly, yeah. I've been saying that for the last number of years, but I said, nah, that won't work.
Yeah. I remember many, many years ago when I had my own business. Things weren't too good. The business was starting to turn down. It was toward the end of the 2000s there, and business was fading out a little bit. The recession was kind of, kicking in. And I remember there was a staff member I didn't kind of really need 5 days a week. I had to cut it down to three. And I remember ringing the Department of Social Welfare and saying, look, if you can help me subsidise the person's wages, I'll keep them in work. I'll pay some of it if you pay some of it. Sorry. So I said, basically, you're going to let me make this person unemployed, where you're going to have to pay them anyway. You know what I mean?
Exactly, yeah.
Would it not be better if we all cooperated here? Do you know what I mean?
Well, that'd be common sense. Just as you're saying about the cards, which would be the most common thing, a common sense thing to do, is to offer, like, say, you, or anybody that's out there, like myself and that's out working. I do 7 days a week, nearly.
Yeah.
Because I can't get it. I do it all myself.
Yeah, because you can't get the workers.
Yeah. Some our taxes, then we're paying these lads to stay at home and giving them a bonus.
Yeah. And ladies, be fair. Yeah.
Anybody that's capable, especially anybody that's 19 or 18 years of age, to sitting at home doing nothing up to 30.
Ah, look, I've done shows before. My opinion, if you're over the age of 18 and you've left school, and you're not in full-time education. In other words, you haven't gone to college, and there's very few of those, by the way. But you haven't gone to college, and you're under the age of 23. There's no reason why you should be on the dole. None whatsoever.
There's no reason. No. I deal with a lot of different businesses around the country, and even since before the pandemic, even since the pandemic kicked in, with a lot of workers that had to during the pandemic, wouldn't go back to work because they're getting paid too much to stay at home.
But every shop or fast food chain or whatever I pass by at the moment has a sign in the window saying they're looking for staff. They can't get staff.
Yeah. They can't get them, man. I deal with restaurants and hotels in different places, and they're crying out for staff and can't get them.
Mm-hmm.
And these are all sitting at home doing nothing.
And can I ask you a question? If it's not too, and you don't have to answer this if you don't want to.
No, go on.
The pay that you're offering, is it decent enough?
It's a good, decent wage.
Okay, so it's above the minimum wage.
It's well above the minimum wage.
And where are you based?
I'm based all over the country, Niall. I travel all over the country.
Right, okay, so the people that will be working for you, or potential people working for you, would have to travel around the country as well?
Yeah, they'd have to travel, plus then, obviously, if they have to go away and stay overnight or whatever it is.
That's paid for.
They're going to be put up.
Yeah, I don't understand. So is it salespeople you're looking for?
No, it's not. It's cleaners.
Oh, cleaners. Oh, contract cleaners. Okay.
Contract cleaners.
And I suppose nowadays with contract cleaning, hand in hand goes with that, goes the hygiene with that, and disinfecting and all that kind of carry on. Yeah, so it's a difficult enough job.
Yeah, it's a sort of a specialised cleaning. It's not your office cleaning or your floor cleaning or I don't know. Well, I suppose I can say it. I do a lot with nursing homes, the HSC, and different places.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And are you looking for many staff?
Well, even if I got three or four teams, but that's about six to eight people.
Well, can we, if be, and what kind of, I was going to say what age group, but that's illegal nowadays, you're not allowed to ask that.
As long as they're prepared to go out and get their hands dirty and work.
Hard grafters, you're looking for grafters, right. Okay, look, if anybody's, and so there's no particular area you're based in, so it doesn't matter if they're in Dublin, Limerick, Galway, Cork, it doesn't make any difference, you're interested.
Yeah, no. I don't do much around the Dublin area. I do lots. I cover from North Donegal down to the southeast of Wexford.
Right, okay. If anybody is interested, you're out of work at the moment, you're looking for a bit of work, and you're a grafter. Kevin, can we keep your number here? And if anybody's interested, can they contact you?
Oh, I appreciate it, Niall, because I've tried every other avenue.
And you're willing to pay a decent wage too. It's above minimum wage, obviously, and you're willing to look after people if they have to stay overnight or whatever it is, right? Okay, grand.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the way it is. That's
putting teams together, so to speak. Okay, so if anybody's interested, we'll keep Kevin's number here, and you can contact Aisling there, or you can send us a WhatsApp or a text or whatever it is, and we'll pass on the number, and that's okay with you, Kevin. All right. Kevin, I hope you can get the staff, and going back to what we're talking about, I completely agree. I think we should all get the same. Everybody should get a little voucher, and we can spend it locally in local businesses and keep local businesses sustained. Stay there for a second, actually, Kevin, because Alan, you're on the Ireland's Classic Hits. How you doing, Alan?
Niall Boylan Recruitment Agency.
But do you know what I mean? Isn't it terrible that we have businesses in Ireland looking for staff? People whining that they can't get jobs, and businesses like Kevin looking for staff, and nobody wants to work.
Yeah, but here's Niall. There's not your caller there, right? There's retailers all over the country are looking for staff, right? But we caused this issue because students who would normally be out working to get money for themselves to go out on a session, now we're getting the pub payment or staying at home, so they weren't spending money. So now we've got all this money, so there's no interest in working, there's no need to work. So we've caused this. Again, we're giving people free money just for the crack.
Yeah, it's more beneficial to stay at home.
Yeah, and that's what they're doing now, because there was no point in...
I know. During the height of the pandemic, I knew kids, when I say kids, you know, 20-year-olds, who were working at weekends, say in the cinema or whatever it was, normally only coming out with about 150, we're getting 350 quid.
Yeah,
because they were probably putting down on their sheet that they were working full time or whatever. I don't know, but they were getting more anyway for staying at home than they were for going back to work.
We go back to this. We go back to this where we reward people for doing very little, and we penalise people for getting out and getting things done.
That's what we always do in this country, isn't it?
But it's completely unfair. So if someone can't find a job now, and there's jobs everywhere, and people are looking for jobs, well then social welfare needs to start cutting people off and say, well, you've been under social welfare for 3 years. Prove to us where you've actually got a job. Physically prove to us where you've gone for an interview, a proper interview. Not just say you've rang this person and said you've got a job. We're not doing that because we're afraid of being blamed for being bullied or something else that they won't actually go and do it. But until they're prepared to do that, we're going to continue with this nonsense every year. And nobody in this country has an issue with people who have disabilities.
And people who are genuinely unemployed.
Yeah,
genuinely.
So no one has an issue with any of those people whatsoever. But there's another bunch of scroungers there, right? And they're not just Irish people as well. There's a fair chunk in this country that are literally gaming the system, and it needs to stop. It completely needs to stop. There needs to be a full review of all this stuff, and there needs to be a hammer drop in the whole lot.
Okay, and I think when we pay out the Christmas bonus every year, it kind of highlights this issue, doesn't it? Yep. Because nobody begrudges people a few quid at Christmas who genuinely need it. Nobody does. But there are people out there, as you said rightly, who are gaming the system, and then they're going to get a double whammy at Christmas.
So my expenses have gone up, but the cost of oil has gone through the roof, because I heat the house now, so 500 litres...
I filled up my car. Yeah. You know how much it cost me to fill up my car yesterday? This time last year, it was about 80 quid to fill up my car. It was 115 euro to fill up my car yesterday.
But who's giving you a bonus for
it? Nobody gives me a bonus. I'm not getting a rise to cover that. but Alan, okay, so what about my idea? Let's scrap the Christmas bonus for the unemployed completely and give everybody in the country every year, let's give everybody a little card for 200 quid to spend locally.
Yeah, of course again. And you can actually do it by... You can find out who's working and by using a PPS number to find out who's paying taxes on court. You can do
it doesn't matter. Just give it to everybody. Once you're over 18, give it to everybody.
That's what they should do. Give it to everyone. We're going to be fair, give it to everyone, not just pick a bunch where...
And let's put some caveats on it. You can't spend it in your off-licence or your bookies, you know, and you can't spend it online. And it's very easy to do that, by the way. They did it up the north with the card they gave out. It's called a bricks and mortar card. It can only be spent in local retail.
Yeah, well, that's what should be done.
Yeah. Wonderful. I think we're all in agreement. Lads, I'm running for election next year. Will you just vote for me?
I should be number one, Niall.
What did you say, Alan? Myself and Leo, is it?
You heard yourself and Leo sparring across the dog, didn't you?
All right, listen, I have to go into a break. The number is 0871 880 0008. 0871 880 0008. Can we start the election campaign now, Aisling, and start plugging for votes for me or something like that? Is that illegal? We're not allowed to do that, are we? Niall, just on that note, I work in retail. I own my own business and recently finding it extremely difficult to get staff. So much so, we've actually reduced the hours of opening. That's difficult, isn't it? Yeah. And he says, by the way, P.S., I do pay more than the minimum wage. And it's good to hear that, by the way, that people are paying maybe a living wage, whatever it is, you know, the kind of 12.50, 13.50 an hour at least. You know, and I understand those jobs are low paid jobs. They're not a job for life, generally speaking. You know, they're a job that you will do while you're in college for young people in restaurants and bars, hospitality, retail, whatever it happens to be. So let me know, by the way, if you are. I mean, maybe we should do a segment on the show once a week where if you're looking for staff, we could put you on the air and you can grovel for them. Because unfortunately, a lot of people are saying the same thing. A lot of young people don't seem to want to work. You know what I mean? They don't seem, because maybe they're getting more. I don't know where they're getting the money from. Some of them are still on PUPs, but that's very few. I don't think there's that many still on a PUP now. I think most of them have gone off the PUP payments. I think they're getting quite strict on the PUP payment now anyway at this stage. But it is disappointing to see that if somebody, say, who's not in college, who's over the age of 18, has left school and is not working, you know, 22 or 23 years of age. Look, if you're a parent and you have somebody 22 living at home and they're not working and they're not in college, there's no excuse. There's a million and one jobs in retail and all sorts of things out there. It doesn't take any training to flip a burger. Really and truly, it doesn't. Okay, some of your messages, by the way, coming in on WhatsApp as well.
Noel, we've spent the last year watching Jeremy Coyle and Loose Women episodes. I deserve the bonus. So I think everyone on the dole should get the bonus. Roy, thanks, Noel. Great show.
Yeah, you expect me to believe that, yeah? Jeremy Kyle's got off the telly for the last year. Niamh, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Niamh?
Hi, Noel. How are you?
Good. Is there a fairer system? Because every year the same giving out happens, the same whining. Oh, we don't be giving money to people who are long-term unemployed. So is there a fairer system that we should just give everybody 200 quid at Christmas?
Yeah, I mean, I'd love that. So, yeah, if you could sort that, that'd be brilliant.
Yeah, like a card that we can all spend locally. Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, I
do understand that, you know, for the likes of me, I can take on extra shifts and I can make extra money, but you get the same amount every single week in, week out on the dole. I understand that. And Christmas is expensive. I understand that too. But where I work, they're actually having to offer people vouchers to take a job. Mm-hmm. I mean, I never thought I'd see the day where an employer had to bribe people
to take
because
a job.
Say 6 months, you get a voucher.
Yeah.
And, first of all, it's rubbing everyone up the wrong way because we're thinking, well, you know, where's our voucher? We've been here.
Yeah, yeah. Did you get a voucher?
No. No, this is a new thing.
Oh, this is a new
thing. Because they can't get staff.
Oh, okay.
Cannot get staff. It's a lovely place to work.
So it's like that ad years ago, new customers only.
It was all new customers only, yeah. We decided that we're all going to get sacked and reapply.
and reapply. Well, legally, but probably could, yeah.
Probably could break our contract. But it's just crazy, you know, that there's jobs everywhere.
Why do you think we can't? And it's primarily young people they're looking for. I know you're not allowed to say that in a job advert, but I know most of these retail, most of these restaurants and bars and hospitality, they're all looking for, you know, your 25-year-olds or 23-year-olds who are looking for a quick way, you know, 6 months work somewhere. That's what they're looking
for.
Well,
in a lot of cases in hospitality, it's a young person's gig because it's tough.
Yeah.
You know, you're on your feet, you're running around. I mean, I wouldn't fancy a 12-hour shift
serving
running
food.
Around with hot plates. I wouldn't
do it, personally, myself.
I'd be dead. I mean, I do work in hospitality, but it suits me perfectly. The hours are brilliant for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't know. They, you know, I mean, they cut the PUP down to nearly nothing. So I don't know why, you know, they're not getting €350 anymore.
Yeah, you can't apply for the PUP now.
I don't know what's stopping people. I mean, could it be that people are nervous about going back because they think we're going to get locked down again and then they've lost everything? I don't know.
I don't believe people are nervous about it. There are some people who are terrified, right? But most of the population are grand. They just want to get on with their lives and get back to work.
Well, not even that they're worried about COVID. It's not that they're worried about getting sick, but are they worried that if they come off benefits and go into a job and then they get locked down, they mightn't be able to get their benefits
back? Yeah, that's a fair point, yeah.
So that could be a worry for some people because it is very up and down, especially the jobs that are screaming for people are lower paid.
But I there's a friend of mine and he has a 21-year-old son who's not in college, by the way, who dropped out of college last year, and he's sitting at home playing his PlayStation all day. And I said to the mate of mine, I said, you need to get him to get a job. Oh, he says to me there's no jobs out there. I'm going, would you grow up? He's 21 years
old. If you went out and if you threw a coin in any direction, you'd come home with two or three jobs. Everyone is crying out for staff. I mean, people are literally taking people on without even an interview.
Everywhere I go, every fast food restaurant I see up here and up north, when I'm up north as well, is exactly the same. They've all got signs on the door. Staff wanted to apply within.
Yeah, and they mightn't be mightn't be mega glamorous jobs. You know, they mightn't be the first job.
And most of them are paying because they have to, because there's a bit of competition out there to get staff nowadays. So most of them are paying, you know, at least 12 quid an hour.
Yeah.
Now, I know that's not... You're not going to be rubbing shoulders with the stars on that kind of money. I get
no,
that.
No, but it's tough. It's more that the jobs are tough. You know, they're not. It's not even the guy that was on earlier on. That didn't sound like an easy job.
Yeah.
So I think that's putting off a lot of people, because you have to get up, you have to go. You're going to be on your feet for 8 hours. You're going to be running around after people that aren't particularly pleasant to you. It's not easy, but it's better than sitting at home.
Mm.
You know, you're sitting at home and, you know, I've done it. I did it for years and the walls close in. And to be honest with you, this benefited me hugely, because when no one else wanted a job, I said, well, I'll take one.
I mean, I'll be honest with you, if there are businesses out there looking for staff, and Ashley was just saying in my ear in a bit about minimum wage, if you're paying minimum wage, you're not going to get staff. Because I'll be honest with you, what's the minimum wage now? 10.75 or something, whatever it is. Is it 11.75? Well, Ash, what's the minimum wage at the moment? I couldn't tell you. I know it's going up again now in February.
10.50.
10.20, is it? It's going up to 10.50, isn't it? I think in January or February it's supposed to be going up again. But I wouldn't work for that. And I don't think anybody should.
I am.
But that's what, I mean, I'm sorry to hear that, Niamh, right? And
no, but you know what?
Nobody should be paying that now. I mean, you should be paying 12 quid an hour.
Yeah, and I'd love them to do that. But for me, I'm out of the house. I'm very lucky that this isn't our primary wage.
Yeah, I know. It's a bit of spending money.
I wish it was. It's that, what it's actually doing is keeping the wolf from the door from one end of the month to the other.
So it pays a couple of bills.
Yeah, it does. And to be honest, okay, yeah, the money is bad. But if I work hard, the money won't always be bad.
Yeah, you deserve better, Niamh.
I know, but you know what?
That's a reflection on you or your job, by the way. I'm just saying, you know, you're an intelligent woman. You deserve to be paid better than that.
But
you're worth more.
At least I'm working. And
and fair play to you. Fair play.
Because 10 euro an hour, 10, 20 an hour is more than I got when I was sitting at home, because I got nothing, no social welfare, no nothing.
Well, and it's not good for yourself, it seems, to be sitting at home all day when you want to get out and work. So stay there just for a second, sorry, Niamh. Patrick, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing?
Niall, Miosha Gosha.
Ah, welcome. Greetings, Patrick.
Greetings, all left wing traitors.
Patrick, I have 30 seconds. Make your point very quickly. Go on.
Niall, why is there currently, the current situation, why is anybody able-bodied unemployed?
I don't know.
Well, I know, because this welfare, we live in a welfare wonderland that it pays people, especially with a lot of children, they're better off on social welfare than going to work. It's an outrage.
I couldn't agree. I think we need, Patrick, we'll have to get you back on to continue this conversation. I've run out of time. Niamh, thank you very much indeed. Sorry, Patrick. Greetings to you. Have a wonderful day.
Likewise, my friend.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hit.